Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. We have been talking about verses in Scripture that have been taken out of context and applied to people living today in order to destroy their faith, their peace, their hope, and their joy. We have been learning a principle called rightly dividing or correctly cutting the word of truth, and that is by applying Scriptures to the right people at the right time. We've been using a lot of verses in Matthew, if you've been listening to the program. If not, go to the website and listen to the previous programs on these various topics. Well, one we're going to use today and we're going to talk about is the so-called unpardonable sin. Here is another verse. I myself at one time was told I committed the unpardonable sin, and that after I became a believer, I did something that would undo all that, and I'll never forget the terror in my mind thinking that I had lost faith and that God was no longer pleased with me because I committed the unpardonable sin. But the reason why I was told that is because the person who told me that had no clue that what was written in the Gospel of Matthew had no application to me whatsoever. And the unpardonable sin could never be committed by me. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. In Matthew chapter 12, we read about the unpardonable sin, so-called. In Matthew 12, verse 24, we read this. Now the Pharisees, hearing it, said, "This man is not casting out demons except by Beelzebul, the chief of the demons." What was happening? The Lord Jesus was performing all these signs, and as he was doing it, the Pharisees attributed these signs to a sinister spirit. And then the Lord Jesus says this in verse 31, "Therefore, I am saying to you, every sin and blasphemy shall be pardoned men, yet the blasphemy of the Spirit shall not be pardoned. And whosoever may be saying a word against the Son of Mankind, it will be pardoned him, yet whoever may be saying aught against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be pardoned him, neither in this aeon, nor in that which is impending." So this sin is connected with signs. It is connected with the Lord Jesus performing signs, and the message he was proclaiming was the evangel of the kingdom to Israel, and he was performing signs to prove that he was the king. And so the Pharisees saw those signs, and they attributed those signs to sinister spirits, and their sin was of such a crime that they would not enter into that kingdom, and they would not receive pardon. Now notice it's aeonian pardon. It has nothing to do with the eternal destiny of these Pharisees. Now in the Gospel of Mark, the Lord Jesus makes it even clearer, and the commentator Mark himself. In Mark chapter 3, verse 28 and 30, we read this, "Verily I am saying to you, that all shall be pardoned the sons of mankind, the penalties of the sins and the blasphemies, whatsoever they should be blaspheming. Yet whoever should be blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is having no pardon for the aeon, but is liable to the aeonian penalty for the sin. For they said," here it is, "an unclean spirit has he." So the unpardonable sin, so-called, could only be committed by those who were there in the time of the Lord Jesus as they were watching him commit those miracles, performing those signs, and attributing those acts to the work of sinister spirits. Today we have the opposite problem. However, it doesn't say there's no pardon for it. The opposite problem today is we attribute every act as a work of God's Spirit, whether it's somebody falling on his face and going into convulsions or whatever act it is. We think everything is the work of God's Spirit. It's the opposite today. So this sin cannot be ever committed by anyone living. And by the way, God's message to you is you're justified. You believe in Christ, then you're justified. That is much better than pardon. You can't commit the unpardonable so-called sin. Rejoice in God. Don't lose your peace. Keep resting in what Christ accomplished for you on the cross of Calvary, and don't let anyone shake your faith. This is Dan Sheridan. You can find me at paulsevangel.com.